Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach as we turn to chapter 32 with verses 13 and 14. Above all, bless your Maker, who showers His favors upon you. Whoever seeks God must accept discipline, and whoever resorts to Him obtains an answer. Blessing your Maker is an act of gratitude and acknowledgement of the countless favors He bestows upon you every day. From the air you breathe to the food you eat, every good thing in your life ultimately comes from God. Recognizing and appreciating these blessings is essential in cultivating a thankful heart and a humble spirit. When you bless your Maker, you are also aligning yourself with His will and purpose for your life. By acknowledging His sovereignty and authority, you are surrendering your own plans and desires to Him, trusting that He knows what is best for you. This act of submission not only strengthens your faith, but also opens the door for God to work your life in ways you never thought possible. Furthermore, blessing your Maker is a way of showing obedience and reverence towards Him. As the Creator of the universe and the source of all goodness, God deserves to be honored and praised by His creation. By blessing Him with your words and actions, you are demonstrating your love and devotion to Him and fulfilling your duty as a faithful servant. In addition, blessing your Maker is a powerful way to invite His presence and blessings into your life. When you acknowledge God as the source of all good things and offer Him your thanks and praise, you are creating an atmosphere of faith and expectancy that allows Him to work miracles in your life. I've seen them. As the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Psalm 103:2. When you bless your Maker, you are positioning yourself to receive all the blessings and favor He has in store for you. Finally, blessing your Maker is a way of living out your faith and sharing it with others. When you openly acknowledge God's goodness and grace in your life, you are serving as a witness to His power and love to those around you. Your words and actions can inspire others to seek God and experience His blessings for themselves, leading them to a life of faith and obedience. Blessing your Maker is not only a sign of gratitude and obedience, but also a powerful way to invite His presence and favor into your life. By acknowledging God as the source of all good things and offering Him your thanks and praise, you are aligning yourself with His will and purpose and opening yourself up to receive His blessings and favor in abundance. So let us always bless our Maker, who showers His favors upon us, and seek Him with all our hearts, knowing that in Him we will find the answer of salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, the hard-headed Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. It's not your fault, Oliver and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. In the name of poem comes from the study of Sirach 32, verses 13 and 14. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanza poem. A little pretty song for you. It's titled, Whoever Seeks the Lord. I lift my voice in praise to the one who forever gaze. His love is never ending, his mercy never fades. He showers me with blessings in every single way. I'll always bless my Maker for his grace every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for he is good. He makes me whole. His favor never runs dry. I'll bless my Maker till the day I die. When troubles come my way, and I don't know what to do, I seek my Maker's face, and he always sees me through. He whispers words of wisdom and guides me on my way. I'll accept his discipline, for in him I find my stay. Whoever seeks the Lord must accept his ways, for in him we find the answer, in him we find our days. I'll always bless my Maker, for his love will never end. I'll praise him in the morning and worship him again and again and again. Amen. Join me. I am Thomas Show, Bruce Wiggins. It's April 10th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 3:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today. Still trying to get back to that normal routine. Up early, just still a little off from our Rome vacation. And our pilgrimage was such a blessing. We acknowledge him every single day. Trying to close at 7:11 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love you, Tony. God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen.